Hello and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I really just want to express today how faithful our God is, how loving our God is, how when we really go to Him and we really put our full faith and trust in Him, He is going to do. Because our God is able, He has His promises are yes and amen. And He wants each and every one of us to be happy, be prosperous, to have a fulfilled heart, to be fulfilled in every situation and every circumstance. And that doesn't mean that everything is perfect, because things go on, but it's the way we deal with them, it's the way we act within them, whether we are acting in love or we are reacting from our carnal mind. Whether we are really looking at situations and sitting back and thinking, how would Jesus deal with this? How would He go in to this situation, and what would He do? I remember when I was a young child, I always used to have a band that said WWJD, what would Jesus do? And it was always on my wrist. In the school years, it was always, I had it for many years, and it was just a reminder in situations that can come up if someone wasn't so nice or something was said, or that we really can go to God like our brother did, Jesus Christ, like He did. He was the example for us that within every day of every life, everything that goes on, we can really bring God into this. That we don't need to just put God into our lives when we need Him. We need commitment with Him. We need to, He needs to see our full heart. And when sometimes we are encouraged to do something, maybe we might not understand, or maybe our carnal mind may be really fighting for us to do the opposite. But it's just the simple saying of what would Jesus do in this situation. That if we do really want to be that example in this world to others, then we do need to sacrifice ourselves. We do need to deny ourselves. And sometimes we can, and as a mother and each mother, our instincts are to sacrifice. Our instincts are to give up what maybe we used to love to do, to ensure that our children are happy. So if we do this on a wider spectrum, then we can do this within our everyday life. Right, this may be a little bit out of my comfort zone, or I really don't feel like doing this today, but what would Jesus do? Would He do it? Would He act in love? Would He deny Himself and give Himself to His followers, to our Heavenly Father? Or would He just sit back and say, oh, I can't be bothered today? No, every day God strengthens you, and it's a walk that we can be strengthened within. And when you learn to be strong, then those feelings really will not matter. The feelings of I can't be bothered, or the feelings of I'm really not going to push into this, because this is really mental ascent. And when we can be strong mentally, then things will not move us, that we really will act like our Lord and Saviour act. We will really deny ourselves in each situation, that we can move forward and be, but still be happy with this, be content, because you know that doing this isn't of a selfish motive, this is of a selfless motive, that when we deny ourselves, God is just going to bless us so much. He is really going to make you the head and not the tail. He is going to put you there upon high. And when people maybe have non-understanding, and you sit back, you hear what they're saying, but don't react. And I think as humans, sometimes we really want to react, and whether that's in a righteous anger, whether that's in a or even in a carnal way, we want to react. But sometimes reacting in situations can really push people away, can really show people the complete different side, the old person that we were. So when we decide and make a decision, because it's a decision away, that we can be content, we can be happy within what we're doing, even if we may not feel like doing it, even if we may look at situations in and not like them, we can still act in a way that we're still happy, because God has called us blessed. God has called us to a greater calling. So when we put our full focus into Him and our full focus in what He wants us to do and how He wants us to be, then we can be free. And free each day. And I'm just so thankful for how faithful God is at every point of our lives. That even if we don't see the answer right now, the answer is coming. That I think there's a massive profit in writing things down. There's huge benefit in this, that when we write stuff down, we write the vision, make it plain, and we look, maybe this might be who Christ is and who we want to become more of, like different aspects of Him, maybe patience, maybe loving, maybe kindness, or even if it's to do with your finances, writing what you want to receive each month, and or maybe you want your family to come to God. Maybe there's specific points that you would you could write down and pray over and trust God with, and you can really see Him move in these situations. There is so much power within this when you are able to take the time for God, take the time for yourself to actually reminisce, to actually look and say, you know, so because the world is so busy, we can forget things. So when we write things down, we're not going to forget them. They're going to be there. So and when we write them down and we have a plain vision, so we have it clear, a clear vision of what we want, of how we want to be, and when God sees this, when God sees your faith in action, like this is an action of faith, God, this is what I want, this is how I want to be, this is how I would like you to move, this is what I want to do for you, you know, when we write that down and we write it, then He can really move within it, because sometimes we can be flippant, But we need to be so sure in what we're doing, so sure in how strong our commitment is to Him. So when we take our time and take our time for God each day and bring Him into everything, then he's gonna show you who He is. He wants a relationship with you. When someone really wants a strong relationship with you, they're gonna communicate. They're gonna put that effort in. And God wants that. So when we put the effort in with God, we see God moving in each situation. So I really encourage you to really just be led by God. Build your relationship with Him, and really just each situation and circumstance that happens, think, what would Jesus do in this? And when you do, you build yourself up to who God's called you to be, because it's within you. But it's just giving yourself a little bit of a reminder, because we can get so busy and then things, but don't get complacent. Oh well, I've done this, or I'm doing this. And so really keep your focus with Him, and really keep strong in what you're doing, because God wants us strong believers, strong Christians, that's going to fight for our faith and fight for Him, you know, because we in our lives. And he's going to really take care of us when we take care of Him. God bless you.